I'm Leo Sidran with The Art of the Story. March is Women's History Month, a tradition that began as a week-long celebration in 1981 before expanding nationally in 1987 to the full month we now observe. At WBGO, we're marking it with Women's Wednesday, featuring all female announcers on the air through the month. And it's a useful moment to reflect on the history of women in jazz. For years, the only women you were likely to see in jazz bands were singers. That division, musicians over here, singers over there, produced all kinds of stereotypes about seriousness and legitimacy. There were always exceptions, of course, like Mary Lou Williams, who mentored Thelonious Monk and arranged for Duke Ellington. But representation is only one part of the story. When I spoke with saxophonist Caroline Davis about her work with the advocacy group This Is a Movement, she described the fatigue that has accompanied decades of discussion around gender equity.
We were kind of talking about how tired we were of the gender conversation. The problem of not seeing enough diversity in the booking of festivals, looking at the lineups and seeing the same names slash same identifying factors.
Yeah. Caroline's frustration pointed beyond booking practices to the construction of the canon and the way history itself gets told.
We have an actual trumpet player who's an actual woman at the same time, if not prior to Louis Armstrong, this wonderful trumpet player, Valeda Snow, who virtually no one really knows about, but was playing, honestly, some of the same gestures and melodic material as Louis Armstrong was playing and developing her craft, and not as many recordings, obviously, and not as well as known. But why is she not included?
Yeah. That question, why is she not included, echoes across generations. Drummer and educator Terry Lynn Carrington addresses that imbalance even more directly.
There is no equity really in jazz performance unless you're a vocalist. If you care about the music and its progression, how could you not want to see half of the people in the world contribute to it? How could you not feel that something could be missing? So how do we all just accept this as men's music? It's been a systemic issue from the very beginning. The harder part is to be able to be open to hear how the sound of the music might expand when people can be their authentic selves, because everything that's been great in jazz has been made by a man. So now you have women that are great because they play like men. We don't know what a different aesthetic embedded in the music will bring.
Carrington illuminates the differences between genders rather than insisting on sameness.
Will we agree that women and men have different experiences in the world? Then would we agree that there's no separation between art and life, or, you know, that art is a reflection of life? They're going to be in a different artistic expression.
Of course, not all women in jazz approach this from the same perspective. When I spoke with saxophonist Melissa Aldana, she was clear about her position. She doesn't want to be heard as a woman. She wants to be heard as a musician.
The gender thing is not something I was really aware of. One thing that is really important for me is that, like, the music needs to be there too. You know what I mean? And that is where it gets complicated.
Educational access has expanded over the years. Advocacy organizations have gathered data. Conversations about parenthood, pay equity, and booking parity are no longer whispered. They're happening on panels in public and in classrooms and institutions. Today, women in jazz are not an exception. They are central to the music's evolution. So during this Women's History Month, we have the opportunity to recognize that women have always shaped this music and to consider what happens when that shaping becomes fully visible, fully supported, and fully integrated into the story we tell. Because the future of this music will depend on who gets to hear themselves inside it. You can hear my full conversations with Melissa Aldana and Terry Lynn Carrington at WBGO.org. I'm Leo Sidran, WBGO News.